Hello everyone, this is Monsef Afker, and thank you so much for being here today on Your Divine Uniqueness. And it's really such an honor to have Patrick Durkin back on the show. And really, I love the work he's doing. He's really making a huge difference in people's lives, whether spiritually, healthily, and in different other areas of our life. So I'm so happy to have him back. He was with us last year, and really, Patrick has a really very inspiring story. Like, if just for those who are not yet familiar with him, he earned $1 million. He built a huge house and paid cash for a Porsche, which allowed him to get a job. Even though he didn't get into the balance with, like, he had to compromise his health side. So from that challenges, he's becoming to serve so many people around the world, like with his wellness enterprise, with God Self University, with Water 1&1 and Jivara Water products, to bring the spirit of water to our life and to help us to bring this vitality, this health lifestyle to our life with the power of water. And I'm so happy to have him back on the show today. So so Patrick, I just want to say really thank you for coming back and being here with us today on the show.
Well, you're welcome, and it's my pleasure to talk about our divine uniqueness. I feel like since I last spoke with you, Monsef, I have a new take on what that might mean and a better understanding of what it means to live one's purpose. And we can dive into, what I can hear from life on that topic, and hopefully that'll help some other people to feel confident and clear in their own paths.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially that now there's a lot of confusion, whether through the events that are happening all over the world, and also challenges that people are experiencing through pain or suffering. And I think what you said, like finding a purpose, because we have this calling to find a purpose, how we can serve ourselves and others, especially in these times, because this is very much needed. Really, I think like this topic is something that's really important, and people around the world need to hear that. So,
I think the base of it starts with our definition of ourselves and who we are. You know, like if you look at my journey,
yes.
I age 30, I earned $1 million, right? So
yes.
In 1 year, $1 million. Imagine the change in my psyche and my consciousness. Like everything should be fantastic at that time, according to the dream of capitalism. But it was a disaster.
Yes.
My health fell apart. My marriage fell apart. My career got harder, not right then. Like, it didn't all croak at once. It took a little while. And I think the heart of the matter is, you know, what dream are we living? And what's our definition of ourself? And are we really fulfilled when we achieve things toward the dream that is positioned for us, that we're encouraged to believe, versus if we actually go inwards and define what our dream is ourselves? And that's what I've been doing. And, you know, I've come to understand that the things that are considered hard or challenging or difficult by most people, like a divorce or losing a couple of $1 million or having a health challenge. I was sick for 7 years. Those three things that I just described to you, those are actually, if you look at, well, I look at my life from a soulful perspective instead of from a what can I get for myself in 3D reality perspective. Those three things are the best things that have happened to me because they've brought me the most awareness. And it's that awareness that has me sleep well at night. It's that awareness that has me look in the mirror and feel good about myself. It's that awareness that has me palpably feel love and being able to radiate it with my life. And so, you know, I don't live a wealthy life now, not like that. but I have more wealth in non-money things than I've ever had before.
Yes.
You know, I have a richness of communion with my property and with my garden and with the ocean, which is just 100 yards away from me. And that's the stuff that I consider priceless. So it's quite a journey. We gotta look at redefining it, though.
Yeah, absolutely. What you said, Patrick, is really powerful, because when we go through some challenges, maybe sometimes we feel like victim of those conditions, of life conditions, or maybe the behaviors of other people. But in fact, as you said, it's those challenges that inspire us. It's like they are telling us how we can serve others, in how we can like share our gifts with other people, because it's they are just messages for us, the challenge that we are going through. And as you said, like, they give you the awareness that bring you peace within, and like you felt in alignment with your purpose and you know, life in general.
Yeah, and you know, I'm not one to be easily satisfied. So I keep wanting more for myself and for life, for humans. And so as much as I've made progress with understanding my life, it's now the context has shifted, where if I don't understand my life as part of oneness, then anything I'm thinking about and doing falls flat. So the challenges that I'm interested in now are not the ones that greet me personally, because it seems like, as far as I can tell, I've had a couple decades of those, and they don't stop.
Yes.
They don't go away. There's always a personal challenge. And so what could I do to shift my context so that the personal challenges aren't the defining characteristics of my life, but there's something bigger? And, you know, the answer that I've come to is to dedicate my life to understanding oneness, to understanding the inherent interconnection between all beings and all energy, and that there is no throwing things away when it comes to plastic water bottles. Like, you can't throw anything away because there is no away. You can't remove anything from oneness. So people are worried about toxins in water and they want to remove them. Well, you can't have a perspective of oneness and want to remove things. And you can't separate human life from the energy field that connects us all and the planet that we're all on. And so I recently revisited some of my research on plastic water bottles. And this was just in the last couple of weeks. And there was an article that I came across that I think was startling. And I think it's something that might be able to help people see that a change in perspective could be really beneficial here, that there's really something being called for. So what I discovered was an article that cited water samples that were taken in the United States at the Office of the Environmental Protection Agency, in the congressional buildings, in the Trump Tower, and also testing that was done worldwide at many sites. And what they found was that 83% of the water globally has microplastics in it. And 94%, I'm in the U.S., 94% in the U.S. have microplastics in it. Now, they're talking about a 500 milliliter bottle. So most people buy like a liter bottle or maybe a half liter. So 16, 17 ounces, 4.8 fibers in every half liter. So basically what that means is everybody is drinking microplastics. And why that matters is because the microplastics easily carry chemicals and pathogens, and they're so small that they penetrate right into people's organs. And for people that are thinking, well, maybe, you know, I have a quality of water or I drink something that is immune to that, There was a German aspect of the study. They tested 24 brands of beer, and they all had microplastics in it. And there was a further study on natural springs, and 94% of the natural springs were contaminated. So what I'm saying is that there's teeny tiny micro pollutants in water virtually everywhere on planet Earth. And that to me is indicative of the type of illness, disease, upset, dissatisfaction with life that I see everywhere I look. You know, people are just in pain. This is a very rocky time to be a human being. And it's reflected in all aspects of life, including that, you know, such a huge percentage of us are literally drinking toxins every time we drink water, whether we have a filter or not. And so enough about that, right? Like I made the point, I did the research, but now let's shift it. So what I see is that the reason we would create problems that are that severe for ourselves is that we want to use those problems as a catalyst, as the pressure to cause our own transformation. So instead of looking at the problems individuals have, let's look at our collective problems. Let's look at 1 in 68 children having autism. Let's look at chemtrails with planes dropping chemicals from the sky. Let's look at synthetic foods with GMOs everywhere. Let's look at an education curriculum where teachers are forced to teach to a standard that they don't believe in, to teach information that they're not aligned with. Right? There's pain all over the place, and that pain is calling our attention to understand ourselves differently, to cause us to behave differently, to cause us, in my opinion, and through my experience of working with the spirit of water for these last years, it's causing us to come together in a context of oneness and to understand our powers, our power as creators to change the world.
Wow, that's very profound. I really loved what you said because it really shifts our perspective about life and about ourselves. Because like you said, like everything exists within the one, within oneness. And from that, like you use like duality, like the good and bad, to discover like ourselves. This is how you said it, like the challenges and the pain is there for us to help us to as a catalyst to know more about who we are and you know, also to understand life. So yeah, that's really powerful perspective.
Is it okay if I tell you a little bit about how I got here?
Yeah, sure, of course.
Right? There were some stories along the way, some experiences. Mm-hmm. It's not like I just went out one day and I was like the most competitive, money-oriented salesman, and I just wanted to, you know, beat the stock market, have the most clients, earn a lot of commissions, mm-hmm. and have a fancy car, and now all of a sudden I'm this oneness guy. Like there was, you know, one experience after another. And the experience recently, the experiences recently have been getting deeper and more profound. And what I'm experiencing is direct and palpable connections between seeing that all of life is connected. And so there are probably not a whole ton of people who focused like I have to say, not just like a surface level take about water, like, you know, 2/3 or 3/4 of our body is water and it covers a lot of the earth and therefore it must be important. I haven't really looked at it. Like I started there, but I'm like, okay, what, if I look out at the world and I say, I believe God is everywhere, whatever God is for a given person, source or creator, you know, I'm not meaning to be religious, just my own personal spiritual beliefs. If I believe God is everywhere, then what could be the thing that God travels in? And I come to the conclusion it must be some of the base building blocks of our universe. So it has to be like carbon or oxygen or hydrogen or these type of things. And so I look and say, you know, one of the scientists doing great work on the on water right now is Dr. Gerald Pollack at the University of Washington. And one of the things that he teaches is that it's not just 2/3 or 3/4 of our body that is water, but it's 99% of the molecules. Right? Mm-hmm. So pretty much everything is water. And so if I was going to pick a candidate to say that's God, I'd have to start with, or I did start with, that's water. And so I've been investigating life. I've been saying to life, okay, I'm looking at this. You show me if it's true or not. And what I've noticed is when I get around water in nature, like Niagara Falls or Zion National Park or Caño Cristales down in South America, that things that people call miraculous happen to me. So an example is I leapt off of a waterfall in Zion National Park, and I missed that there was a submerged rock underneath, and the bottom part of my shin collided with the rock that was under the water. And I stood talking to my son, afraid to pull my leg out of the water because it hurt so much. And we finally decided to look at it, and this is, you know, a minute after it happened, maybe two. And I immediately had bluish, purplish swelling about 1/4 inch out, about 3 inches long, on one side of the shape of a U, and both sides of the U about 3 inches long. So about 6 inches of swelling. And I was 2 hours away from help, and there was nobody coming to get me. And there was really only one option. And the option was to pray. I don't pray like as a religious man. I just, like, I had never before that moment, it never even would have occurred to me to say the words, Angel of Mercy. And I just said, like, right there, like, Angel of Mercy, like, please help me now. Please help me heal and get back to safety. And I then walked for 2 hours, and the walk that we were on, we were in something called the Narrows in Zion National Park, and the Narrows is very, very high cliff walls with water running down the middle, but the water's only about knee to hip deep. And so I walked praying with my leg that was injured inside of the vortexing water. And, you know, I've had so many moments like this where if I knew what was going to happen afterwards, I would have taken a picture at the beginning.
Yeah.
Because after 2 hours of walking like that, my swelling had gone away and the discoloration had gone away. And all that was left was a small red cut. And by the next day, that was about 90% healed up and I was able to go hiking again. And so you have experiences like that, and you start to be open to life being different. So, you know, after that happened, I sat asking, like, why did that happen? What was it about that circumstance that had me have that experience? And the answer that I got was that because I was in nature and I was so surrendered to needing help and being willing to pray, I was able to put my all into wanting to see a miracle. And so it happens. And life wanted to show me that that's what happens the closer we get to living water. I think life also wanted to show me that even though I sell devices that make living water, those are just a tool to do their best to emulate what's out there in nature, and nature is the authentic version of it. And so I continue to play with that over time to see whether our devices are as powerful as nature, or whether I have limiting beliefs that don't let me know. And the conclusion I'm at right now is our devices are the closest thing somebody can get to living in a waterfall type environment while being in a home. So I had that experience. That was about a year and a quarter ago. But recently I had two other experiences I'd like to share with you. Is it okay if I continue?
Yes, of course, yeah.
Okay, awesome. So one of them was I've been paying attention to feng shui and the energy of things, and continually upgrading my home and my property from the perspective of raising the vibration. And so on this particular Saturday, I cut a full pickup truck worth of debris. And I'm talking like completely full 8-foot bed, towering as high as possible. And I didn't know what I was going to do with the stuff. I didn't know where it was going to go, but I knew the stuff was really symbolic of some baggage, some history in my life, and that cutting it and releasing it was going to have an impact on that. And so I woke up the next morning, on Sunday morning, with this pickup truck full of stuff, and I have a burn permit here, but the burn permit only is usable certain times of the year, and I was not in one of those times. And so I went outside and I surveyed the wind and the sky, and I asked, just, you know, of the universe, of life, is it safe for me to burn this pile now? And I got a yes. And right before I lit the first pieces, I said a prayer, and I asked that all be safe and well, and that the pile be burned efficiently, and that the energy be transmuted, and that nobody be offended by the experience. As soon as I lit the match and that fire started, I realized how alive the brush was and how much black smoke it was going to create, and that the wind was blowing in the direction of the fire station that's two blocks away. And I thought to myself, I'm going to be in a lot of trouble really fast. And what happened was what would best be described as a cloud, or, you know, white wispy air, came down literally to the level of my roof and the telephone pole where I was, and it sat above the smoke, and it spun the smoke, like spinning it, I would say almost vortexing it. And when the smoke was particularly heavy, it forced the smoke back down and underneath the trees on my block. And later that afternoon, I burned for an hour and a half with that white air sitting right above my fire. And later that afternoon, I bumped into one of my neighbors, and she said, "It was so weird. I went for a walk this morning, and I was looking at your fire, and I was thinking to myself, why isn't Patrick's smoke going in the direction of the wind?" So that made me laugh and realize that it wasn't just visible to me. It was visible to others. So, you know, that type of experience, like, really opens me up to, I think I want to say something about the word prayer. Like, what I mean is speaking my intention. I don't mean, like, praying like I'm hoping something else is going to bail me out in life. But, exactly. I'm declaring my power as a God creator to create a different experience than the normal rules of this reality. And so then there was a third story that just happened. And this was a couple of weeks ago. And essentially what happened is I was I just got exhausted in the middle of the day, and I lay down, and I wasn't really asleep, but I wasn't awake. I was in that in-between state, and I visualized myself just going through like a long tube, and all of a sudden I was in space. I thought, okay, well, you know, this is just kind of a dreaming state. But what happened in that dreaming state is that I felt cellularly at a really, really deep level the experience of love that I've never felt before. It was so deep and so all-encompassing. And it had me come to understand myself as being in and out of body experience, because I've never had a feeling like this in my body. And so I realized I had had my first out-of-body experience. And while it could have looked similar to regular experiences, having that depth of feeling just absolutely changed it all. So the result of all of this is that I keep having these experiences that keep showing me there's more depth, there's more love, there's more connection than most people really know. And why I'm sharing those so publicly with you is so that others can start to see this is an opportunity for humanity. This is an opportunity for us to collectively open our third eyes, have out-of-body experiences, experience ourselves as creators with the power to change weather. And as more and more of us have that type of experience, I believe that we can then, by uniting in knowing our own truths and seeing our camaraderie together, then we can address the type of global problems that we're having. Because no environmental company is going to go invent some filter thing that's going to get all the plastic that we've put in our water out of our water. It's just not going to happen. It's not realistic. So we have to transmute and transform these issues to become a different version of ourselves. And the version I'm exploring and inviting people to explore with me is one where they come to know their superpowers inside of a context of oneness. And from there, as enough of us anchor that energy, I think we'll be able to shift things that we don't think are possible right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I really love that. And really thank you for sharing those really inspiring experiences. Because it's
you're welcome.
They really give us this confidence that we are really powerful, because with so many things happening around us, sometimes we lose this confidence, and we maybe have some doubts how we can change this. But when we believe that we are, as you said, God creators, and we have this power to change like things in our life, that much as the experience you had, like we really can change like so many things around the world, that the problems that are happening like around the world, because really we have the power to do that, like when we come into oneness and when we work together. So yeah, really thank you for sharing those.
Yeah, you're welcome. I believe it's true, and there's really nothing else that's interesting to me to talk about anymore. Like, I just want to focus on developing my powers and telling others and asking them about what they're developing, and then seeing who can do what. It's, you know, to use a little analogy, it's like you build a new skateboard park in a community, and the kids come out with skateboards. And at the beginning, who knows what kind of tricks they can do? They probably just ride around. But once one kid does a flip where he spins his board three times in the air and lands it, then the next kid's either trying to do the same or one more spin. And so I know my third eye is real. I know I have intuition I never dreamed was possible 5 years ago. I know I can get insights and understandings about things that I didn't know that I could before. So I already know all those things. So let me give those away, and now let's find some people who can give things away to me, like teach me about their superpowers, and let's all just keep talking about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because like life is about co-creation. Like we co-create life. It's really about relationships, and everyone like brings his gifts, and you know, we co-create something beautiful all together. So yeah, that's really amazing. And also from your experience that you had, it's that you constantly ask questions. So whether you need help or you need answers, but you ask also from really an empowering state of being, not like waiting for a savior. You feel your power.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I'm laughing because I'm thinking about what happened last night. So,
yeah.
I'm being called to really walk my walk and to be deeply authentic.
Yes.
And I have some circumstances in my life with people who have a different position than I do, and it's a very adversarial position. And I'm dedicated to navigating through the circumstance without engaging in what looks like fighting. And so I was practicing speaking how I want to speak to them the other day, and it was as though my chest wouldn't let me speak quickly. And so I was practicing with my colleague, Jen, who works at the Wellness Enterprise. And I started, I'm going to do this for a minute. It might be so slow that it's a little hard for people, so just be ready. I started speaking so slowly that every word took on its own life. So I won't torture you and do it for a long period of time, but if I tried to go faster, my chest, like I felt all out of breath. I was like, okay, I don't understand what's happening here, but I know that I am to pay attention and listen here. So last night, I was describing to one of my closest friends what happened, and I started doing it with her. And she's a very evolved being and a very sensitive being. And she, rather than getting frustrated with the slow pace, she actually got all excited. And what she felt is, first off, I have an aspect of me that can be strong masculine energy. Like, I get a lot of things done, and I can move kind of fast. And this dear friend of mine experiences that energy from time to time, and she says it's like torture to be around. And so the feeling that she got while I was speaking so slowly was like the opposite of that. It was like every word was being chosen with intention and love. And so my way of being that I was communicating to her was so divine to be with that she's jumping up and down. And so what I'm experiencing right now is I'm being called to choose my words and my actions really carefully and to embody as much of that God creator into myself as I can right now. And that I can actually, by falling into that slow way of talking,
yes,
I can actually cause myself to get high from the way I'm articulating my words. And high, I mean like crown chakra activated, third eye activated, very tingly and very soft and loving presence. And so I'm experimenting right now with my friends with embodying this, such that as I deal with this adversarial situation or this supposed adversarial situation, I can embody it with them too. And of course, that just takes me back to where we started at the beginning when you asked about my story. Our challenges, like this I don't even want to call it an adversarial situation anymore. Because really all they're doing is providing me resistance that's substantial enough that it's causing me to find love in the way I speak words. How can I be anything other than appreciative of that? Like it doesn't hold to be on the phone with you here and speaking of that as adversarial, right? Because that's not the truth. The truth is it's a marvelous testing that is causing me to deepen my self-mastery. Pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. And yeah, I just want to share that when you talked like very slowly, it's, I don't know, because as a host, like we are multitasking, but really it lets me like be 100% present. Like I heard every word. I heard like even right. I feel the silence between the words. It was, I don't know, it was very powerful. So it's not,
isn't that funny?
It just lets the other stuff. Yeah.
I think our cadence, like our normal speed, is a bit hypnotic in a bad way. Like it keeps us from knowing our own truth, and that there's something that I'm unveiling that is allowing the energy of Source to be present in the communication.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
And and then like it's we feel like the energy even more, like we feel it into the words and we feel it in the silence between the words, because it's just an amazing experience. Yeah, I love this when you did it. And
if you end up playing with it, be sure to get back in touch with me later and share any stories with me, because I'm so with it, right? If we fast forward a year, I'll be telling a story like the miraculous healing at Zion or the cloud over my burn pile or, you know, something like that. And I'm just at the beginning of it now, so I don't understand what it's unveiling, but there's something fantastic being unveiled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That's beautiful. Yeah, and as we were talking about like shifting our perspective about our challenges, and also from your one of your stories, it's like you were in a state of surrender and you let like, you know, the energy, the like we can say God energy or this healing energy flow through you. Like we can get inspired like with that from water, because it flows wherever it goes, like even if it's soft place or hard. And we can learn this from water, how we can deal with our challenges and you know, the pain that we have in our life.
It's absolutely true. I think watching, observing, and then wanting to flow like water is one of the most interesting things for me. And I just really dig it. Like, you know, one of my favorite things about observing about water is if I take all the water in the world and I separate one drop from it. So I take one drop and I isolate it, right? Here, you're separate. You can't be with any other water drops. And I put it on my countertop or on a plate or it spills or whatever. There's one drop by itself. That drop will hang there for a little bit of time,
yes,
and then it will simply evaporate and go join all the other water.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It doesn't complain. It doesn't anything. It just says, okay, my lot here is that I've been isolated from my oneness. Okay, I'm going to return to oneness now. And off it goes. And the other thing I really love observing in water is the way it flows when it meets an obstacle. So if you watch the way a river is formed and the way the banks change over the years, when a river bumps into an insurmountable obstacle, it backfills and spins in such a way that it just creates a new way around. And it never, ever stops. It never stops. It just keeps going. And I really love that about water. And so, yeah. You know, if I'm water and I want to be like water, then as much as it can get discouraging to have things not go the way I want them in 3D reality, when I can take a breath and take a glass of water and refine my heart and refine that warm feeling, I just get the confidence and the courage to just go back and keep dripping away at something. You know, a little drip can, look at the Grand Canyon. That's all carved out by water. That's all water's carvings. So water can work through anything. I, too, can work through anything.
Yeah, absolutely, because like you said earlier, like if I remember well, it's 99% of the cells is made of water. So it's like what water can do, like we can also do it in our life. Maybe we have different shapes and things, but it's there to inspire us. And also I would love to talk also about the energy of water and how to how to, you know, connect with this energy, because like we always drink water. It's really vital for our, you know, as human beings, for our existence. So it's something really, really essential for us. And, you know, drinking like pure water, like compared to the other affected, like chemically affected ones, like I think it really makes a big difference in how we feel and how we behave in our daily life. So I would love to hear your perspective.
It makes such a difference. Like if I let myself get away from living water or I don't hydrate enough, I lose my sense of third eye and I get much more just in my body and of my body and more emotional. My God, my emotions come back. And it's not that I don't have emotions when I'm immersed in living water. It's just that they don't have such a sway over me. Like they come up and I more often than not will laugh at myself. It's not so important. So, you know, what happened was I learned about structured water devices in 2012 and I started, talking to people about them. And it took me at least a year to be able to talk about structured water. Like it might sound easy now that I've cultivated language for 5 years, but when you're first starting out, it can be quite confusing to know how to make the words that go with structured water. And so while I was going through that experience of beginning to learn how to talk about it, I took a workshop with Hope Fitzgerald. Now, you know Hope, didn't you interview her this season recently?
The previous season, yeah.
Okay, great. So people have some familiarity with Hope and the Infinity Wave.
Yes.
And, you know, just to remind people, Hope lives in the Berkshires of Massachusetts, and she's been an intuitive dowser for a couple of decades. And I think around 2011, she started to be shown this wall of water was coming to us. And she didn't really understand it at first, such as the nature of receiving a communication from behind the veil. Mm-hmm. And eventually she came to understand that there's this energetic aspect of water that carries love and compassion, and that this energetic aspect is being sent by the universe to support us with the trials and tribulations that we're going through. Now, I don't know how many people can relate to what I just said, but I can tell you I went to a workshop having been introduced to it, something like that, and we began to practice with it, and I could feel it. I could feel when we did the crystal bowl meditations and different exercises on her labyrinth and in her yard, I could feel this force. And she was calling it the energy of water, and who was I to disagree? It's not like I had a lot of means of comparison or different language to put with it. And so it turns out that Hope was in an inquiry to understand the non-physical aspects or the energy of water, while I was in an inquiry to understand living water as created very much in 3D, you know, with a device in your kitchen or a handheld device or in your shower that actually changes the molecular structure of the water, changes the hydrogen bonding angles. So we spent quite a bit of time together. In fact, in that next year, I ended up going to work for her for a year. And in looking back, I think the reason that that happened was I needed to be inhabited by the energy of water so that it could soften some of my resistance, so that it could wear away some of my rough edges, so that I could be more receptive and open to understanding the physical aspects of water, so that I could be a voice for it. So these things came together. And one of the things that's been my absolute delight is that this year, 2017, has been a different one at the Wellness Enterprise. You know, we've been selling devices that structure water by installing them on showers or sinks or the portable devices or whole house devices for 5 years now. And this year, I encountered these crystal gem water bottles. And for those of you that haven't seen them yet, picture a 17-ounce glass bottle, and at the bottom is a base holding something we call a gem pod. And the gem pod is glass that holds a handful of crystals inside of it. So when I found these bottles, I told Hope about them. She said, "Oh my God, they're amazing." And she ordered a couple of them right away. And then we got to know them over a period of months. And, you know, one of the things that I pay a lot of attention to, Monsef, is the wisdom of people. You know, there's so many people out there who want double-blind studies and they want a certain standard of science. And that's fine. I have respect for all of that. And if you tell me that I can talk to 100 people and they'll, in their own words and stories, reveal the truth of how something influences their lives, I care more about how their lives get influenced than by being able to explain it or understand it or prove it with a double-blind study. In other words, the placebo effect is real. And if it's in knowing that it's real, I'm happy to have the opportunity to heal something regardless if I don't understand how. Yeah. So Hope got her bottles, and I started selling them. And one of the things that I noticed is that the number of people interested in buying a crystal water bottle to structure water was many times what it was people interested in buying a structured water device. And it's not that one is better than the other or people should only have one or the other. It's just that I want to give the world solutions for the highest vibration water, and there's multiple ways of getting there. And so this year we've gone very deeply into these crystal gem water bottles. So as the people spoke and they showed me they loved them, I actually approached Hope Fitzgerald and I asked her if she would like to co-create a bottle to carry the energy of the infinity wave. And of course, I had worked for her before, so I knew this was a dream of hers, to have something physical that could go into people's lives and carry this energy of water, this love and compassion. So Hope, needless to say, was enthusiastic, and we created these very beautiful gem blend, which we named Infinity. And it's primarily blue. It's soda light is the number one stone that's in it, but there's also aquamarine and ocean chalcedony and clear quartz. And so Hope doused the percentage, and the company made up a blend for us, and we got a look at it, and we decided to go with it, and we started our production. We got some into the warehouse, and then we were finally ready to begin selling them. So I put them on my website, and I had a customer talking to me on the phone, and I said, well, why don't you look at the infinity bottle? And she went, and she looked at the infinity bottle on her internet browser at the same time that I looked at it on mine, on my own computer. And when I pulled it up for the first time on my own screen, well, the first time with somebody, right, because I had worked to publish it, but it was the first time with somebody, I felt the energy of the infinity wave overwhelm me. I actually think I started crying because I didn't know that we were going to be able to transfer this energy into this water bottle. And this moment with this customer was the knowing that, yes, we can. And so, you know, one of the reasons to spend as much time explaining this to people is that as part of the offer that we have with you, people have the opportunity both to get a VitaJoule Gem water bottle and receive one of the accessories for free. So if they want one of the sleeves that come with it, then we make that available. But they also have the opportunity to buy one of our structuring devices and get a bottle for free. And I just want to tell people that if you've ever wanted to deepen your relationship with water, the infinity bottle is a tool to strongly consider for doing that. And, you know, given that structured water devices in the past have always been at least $300 and something to start, having a $120 bottle that carries such a magnificent energy is a amazing gift and something that a lot of people can access. And so I do want to, as my role of the founder of the Structured Water Superstore, is the one company that offers the most different types of structured water devices, I do want to encourage and emphasize people that this is a tool that you might really want to consider for yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you said, I remember Hope when she when I connected with her, like, during the previous season. She was really, really excited about that, because really she told me about its power, how it really can help, because, like, the energy of the gemstone with the water, it really brings this beautiful energy to our bodies and help us to bring this balance. And also, like you said, like revitalize, if I said it well, revitalize our body and energy. And I'm happy that you are offering that. And so before taking some questions, if our audience have questions to ask, so you can write them on the webcast page. There is a question box there at yourdivineuniqueness.com/live. Or if you are on the phone, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2. But before that, I would love if we can talk more about those items that you are offering to our audience today. I also found, like, there are three options. Like, we have the bottle with the free accessories, and also we have the Jivara that we can use, like, in three. It has three uses, like, to clean our water, in a bottle and shower, and, you know, it's really powerful how we can use them.
Yeah, that's called the Jivara 3-in-1. So, yeah, let's start with the bottles for a second. So, okay. VitaJoule bottles are very new to the marketplace, and when I met the company, they were primarily selling their bottles as beauty tools. They basically said, look, we've put crystals in water bottles. They're beautiful. People have attributed healing properties to crystals for eons. We've now communicated that through the medium of water. Aren't they beautiful? Would you like to buy one or two or three? And that was kind of how the VitaJoule company was doing it. And then when I met them, I said, well, I've been focusing for more than 5 years now on living water, on structured water. And I've noticed that you had your water bottles tested at the same laboratory that Clayton Nolte from Natural Action Technologies had his structured water devices tested. And I've noticed that the results are virtually the same. I said, so do you understand that that means that your lab report shows that your water bottles neutralize all toxins in water? And they say, well, yes, but we don't like to overstate these things. And so we publish the report and we let people come to their own conclusions. It's like, okay, that's a great answer. I respect that. Mm-hmm. And so, I started working with the products, and as soon as I got my own version of them and started putting it in my hands and other people's hands, I just came to understand that these are products you just don't want to be without. You just, once you get used to the softness of VitaJoule Gem Blends causing your water, you just don't want to give that up. And so our first offer is a bunch of different blends of VitaJoule bottles. And, what we've done with that is we've included an accessory as a bonus. So you just, pick your bottle and then you pick your accessory. And all of the stuff that we have offered today, Monsef, is also inclusive of my course that I teach called Water Magic 101. And so not only will people get a physical tool to help them feel and know the experience of structured water in their bodies, but they'll also get a course that will help put their minds at ease. You know, a lot of times, a lot of our customers are women, and a lot of those women lead their families, and they'll say that it's hard to explain what we do to others in their family. And so what we suggest is taking our Water Magic course, because the Water Magic course is it's the lessons I had to learn to be willing to present the products to the marketplace. And so it would be the same information that somebody would need to have to be able to share the products with their family. So everybody gets not only my Water Magic 101 course, but they also get a course that we call the Infinity Wave, and that is Hope Fitzgerald's teaching of the energy of water. So that comes with all of our offers. Offer number two is very specific. If somebody in the past purchased a Natural Action Technology structured water device, they likely heard me say it was a lifetime purchase. And I believed that at the time that I was offering them. And after I started offering new devices, people started saying to me, hey, you told me this was a lifetime purchase, and now you're telling me there's something better. And I thought that those people had a really good point. And it's really important to me that we usher in sacred commerce, that we be businesses that honor people. And so what I did was I decided to make lemonade out of lemons, and I created a used marketplace for structured water devices because I recognized that from time to time I get a phone call from a potential customer who it really seems like the only reason they're not making a purchase is because of their finances. And so if I could have used devices available to them at a much lower price, then that would really serve. And if I could get those devices from customers who wanted to get the new devices, then that would make them happy. And, it could just be a win-win for everybody. And so if somebody has a Natural Action Technologies dynamically enhanced device and they'd like to trade it in, they can send that back to us as part of their purchase, and we'll give them a $319 credit for the device. This is not for every Natural Action Technology device. It does cover the ones that I've sold every time I've done an offer, but some other people have offered things like the mini shower device, and it doesn't cover those. I've never really been involved with the mini stuff, and I don't want to be. But for the majority of the people who might have purchased one of those products in the past, it's a really, I think, extraordinarily generous upgrade program. And then the third offer that we have is the Jivara 3-in-1, which is, call it the, what's your favorite kind of fancy car, Ansef?
BMW.
A BMW. Okay, so call it the BMW of structured water devices.
Okay.
It's made from 24 karat gold inside and out. It has highly charged vials of water inside of it that have been charged using 10 different gemstones. And it's a very versatile device. This is the one that you were referring to before that does 3-in-1.
Yes.
It has a funnel and a nozzle, so it can be used as a portable. And then it has different connectors that connect it to a sink or a shower. And so it's a really versatile device. Somebody can use it as a portable while they're traveling, and then when they get somewhere, they can attach it to their sink or shower. So it's a really, really wonderful device. And for people who purchase the Jivara 3-in-1, we're giving them their choice of any water bottle to go with it. And so people can choose that Infinity Wave bottle, or the most popular bottle is the Wellness Blend with rose quartz and amethyst. Any bottle that they'd like to choose is theirs with the purchase of the Jivara 3-in-1.
Yeah.
So that's what we have available.
Yeah, that's really amazing. Thank you. Thank you so much, Patrick, for offering that, and also like for really being of service, like offering products that people who maybe have like financial difficulties can afford, and also help others who have their already bought products from you and can exchange with the new one. So that's really about, because I love when the business is about serving others. And really it's been in alignment with our soul and our purpose. So thank you for that. And
you're welcome.
I have a question about the FIFA jewel. Normally when we put water inside, do we need like to wait some time for the water to be structured, or is it instant?
Yeah, so the VitaJewel company recommends 7 to 10 minutes. And that's one answer to your question. But my answer is always based on where does the product meet the way people actually live? And the way people actually live is most of us wait until we're thirsty to think about where we're going to get some water. And so if you wait and your mouth is dry and you want some water and you go get your VitaJewel bottle, don't wait for 7 to 10 minutes. Drink a third of it or a half of it right on the spot, and then fill it back up again. And so what I try to do is keep my bottle full as often as possible, so it's always sitting for quite some time charging the water. You know, like one of my habits is right before going to bed at night, I put a full bottle without a lid on, because I like the water to interact with the air, right next to my bed. And then when I wake up in the morning, I have a fully charged gem water bottle. And so if you just think about it like that, whenever you sit down at your desk or you hop in your car or you know, any of these things, fill the water. And then whenever you do drink it, it will be as charged as it could be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really helpful. So thank you. Thank you for that. And also, so For the Jivara, so this is, you said it's more advanced. So it's, I don't know what I understood. It's that the water gets structured like instant when you put like the water in the funnel and go through the Jivara, right? Or do we need to like to put the water like many times to go through it?
Yeah, no, it's instant, and once is enough. I've been kind of slow to get to the party, but I'm finally there. There's a lot of people that breathe through structured water devices, and my experience with breathing has helped me to give you an answer to this question, which is that now that I've practiced breathing through my Javara 3-in-1 many, many dozens of times, I've gone from feeling like I needed to breathe in and out through it for a minute, you know, like a lot of times, mm-hmm. to I can take one breath through that and immediately activate my crown chakra and third eye. It feels like getting high from one breath. And, okay. and so if I can change my energy field from one breath, I'm really confident that the water changes instantly too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so have that. Really can help us to maybe shift our energy, because sometimes if we are like very stuck in the low energy or very stressed with what's going on, like with those tools, it really can help us to come back to this grounded space, to this balanced state by balancing our energy with the water and also air, because it's made of the same like it's like air, it's water, and you know, the same constants. So I think this tools is really helpful for us in our daily life. And
yeah, I want to say something about that.
Yes.
You know, I remember a day in 1994 when I was a stockbroker trainee, and I did a trade, and I didn't like the way it went, and I got so angry that I punched a wall and I ran out the door of the building wearing a suit and dress shoes. And I ran for like a half an hour. That's how much anger I had. Yeah. And so, you know, I know something about being emotional in a human body. I know something about emotion overwhelming me and running my life. And now I can shift these things in with a breath. With a glass of water, with a step outside with bare feet and nine breaths on the bare earth. And all of that experience of transmuting my emotions has come through this inquiry with the infinity wave and with living water. And so I just want to make sure that people hear in what I'm sharing that even though I'm like this guy who knows a lot about his third eye now and about his crown chakra and, you know, feeling great and having deep perspectives, I wasn't always this way. And I got here one sip and one breath at a time. And that's why I share what I do, is because I want to inspire others, if they hear something in the way I am that they want for themselves, I want to tell them the blueprint for how I got here, so that if it's on their journey, they know how to do it. As Lord knows, we get confused about how to do things in this life. And if we can have somebody that's done something before us and tells us how to do it, we can be a lot better off. So I hope that I reach at least one person and inspire them to take action in that direction.
Yeah, absolutely. Really, thank you for doing this. And what you said is really, really true, because like sometimes when we want to shift our energy and raise our vibration after like being stressed or angry or something else, like it really takes time to return back to this balanced state. And like, so really with the experience you shared, it really shows that. And when having the tools, like you had the experience, you use them and really helped you through your journey. So when having the right tools that can really help us shift our energy so quickly and sometimes instantly, like really we can see, really great shift in our life, how we deal with challenges. We will be more able to see like the truth about our challenges, like we were talking earlier on the call, like see them as messages instead of reacting to them and like feeling more angry or feeling more stressed, but using them to see who we truly are, to feel our superpowers and to be in this oneness, ourselves and and others and nature. So I think having those tools is really something very, very very important. So thank you. Thank you so much for offering them. Yeah.
That was very well said.
Yeah, beautiful. So everyone, really encourage you to take advantage of one of the options that Patrick is offering to us, and you can get to that page by clicking on the link visiting the link yourdivineuniqueness.com/Patrick and number 10, yourdivineuniqueness.com/Patrick10, PATRICK and number 10. Or you can click on the special offer button on the webcast or the replay page. And also you are offering, I watched two videos, so you are showing like more about those products and how they are used. So yeah, so can they see how they are used. So thank you. Thank you so much, Patrick.
You're welcome. And thanks for getting the word out, Monsef.
Yeah, it's really my honor, like, to be able to share your message and your work and the products you are offering with my audience. And thank you so much. Thank you for the time you spent with us, for the inspiration, for the experiences you shared, because that was really, really inspiring for us and really opened our eyes that we are really like powerful creators, and we have like really powers that we can shift things around the world that we couldn't believe we can do it. So we thank you for that, and also thank you for the work you are doing and sharing those really powerful products with our audience. So we thank you so much.
Well, you're very welcome, and I feel the same way. Thank you for getting the message out and for helping people to understand there's a different way to live.
Yes. Yeah, beautiful. Thank you so much. And yeah, so for everyone, really thank you for being here with us today, for your presence, for your energy, for your co-creation with us, co-creation this really, really beautiful space where we get inspired and really grow together. So thank you so much. And again, to get the products offered by Patrick, you can just visit the link yourdivineuniqueness.com/Patrick and number 10, or clicking on the special offer button on the webcast or the replay page. And yeah, so with that, I'm sending you so much love, and see you on the next call. Bye bye, everyone.